This is the CAMS closing market recap for Thursday, July 23. A broad sell-off settled over markets today, with major indexes closing in the red and volatility spiking sharply. The S&P 500 finished at 738, down about 1.25%. The Nasdaq 100 slipped further, closing near 692, off just under 2%. The Dow ended at 516, down 1% on the day. Small caps were the relative outlier. The Russell 2000 lost just over 0.5%, finishing near 292. Today's session had a clear defensive tilt. Investors stepped back from growth and consumer names and moved toward more defensive areas of the market. 7 of 11 S&P sectors finished in the red. Industrials led the day, gaining nearly 1.75%. Healthcare added about 1.25%. Utilities edged up just over 0.5%. On the other side, consumer discretionary was the hardest hit, falling more than 4.5%. Communications dropped 3.5%, and staples slipped about 1.5%. Inside the Dow, 11 of 30 components advanced and 19 declined. Honeywell was the standout on the upside, rising nearly 6%. Merck and Amgen each posted solid gains. At the bottom, Salesforce fell close to 4%, Disney dropped about 3%, and Sherwin-Williams gave back roughly 3% as well. The VIX jumped more than 12%, closing at 18.7, a meaningful uptick that signals rising uncertainty in how options markets are pricing near-term risk. Looking ahead, the Federal Reserve kicks off its two-day policy meeting on July 29, with the rate decision due July 30. The desk will be watching how interest rate futures and bond markets respond as that window approaches. CAMS publishes impersonal market research. Nothing here is individualized investment advice. The full written research is at curveaheadmarketstrategies.com.